잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2019학년도 대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수 사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표시하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, what do you want to do this weekend?
Well, we've been working so hard for the past 2 weeks. I think we should do something enjoyable.
How about going to the newly opened zoo in Richmond Park? Tom will also love that place.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Emily, the Happy Challenge Marathon is looking for volunteers. Why don't we apply?
When is the event? I need to check my schedule and see if it's in April.
It's Sunday, April 22nd. Would you call me later and let me know?
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, teachers at Melbourne High School. Thanks for coming to today's seminar. I'm the main host of the seminar, John Miller. Do any of you have students who are too shy to ask questions or share ideas? Most of you would respond, yes. Many teachers have difficulty with encouraging some students to take an active part in the class. That's why I emphasize today's topic, the importance of group work in the class. Shy students feel more comfortable when the focus is not on them. So while working in groups, they can gain confidence and contribute more readily to the task. Some teachers are concerned that it is possible that just a few students will dominate the work. However, that can be prevented by assigning a different role to each member. Then they will have to work together to complete the task as a team. There are 3 weeks left until the fall semester starts. From this week, we'll talk more about the group work once a week. I hope you find the seminar helpful and informative. Thank you.
4번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ms. Watson, how was the regular meeting today?
It was informative. We shared our opinions about the current issues among students.
Yeah, I was especially interested in the issue surrounding the use of social media.
Social media was my favorite topic.
It's the topic I like the most, too. I learned a lot that I didn't know about the subject.
Up until today's meeting, I've only ever thought of social media as something negative that disturbs students and prevents them from concentrating on their studies.
It is really interesting to consider that social media also helps to enhance student academic performance and increase knowledge.
Right. I also didn't realize social media can help a student access quality information.
But Mr. Taylor also pointed out that students can be deceived easily and that they are particularly vulnerable to fake news.
That's right. So they need to be taught how to spot fake news.
Oh, wait. It's already 8:55. We need to get to the first class.
Okay. See you later.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Ms. Benson.
Hi, Jake. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really great. How about you?
Fine. What's that box in your hand?
Don't be surprised. I made chocolate cookies by myself.
You did? Let me see them. Wow! Did you really make these yourself? I can't believe it.
Haha, my mom said the same thing when I showed them to her. Why don't you have one?
Sure, but I want to take a picture before I try. Would you mind if I upload it to our cooking classes website?
Of course not. I'm flattered if you do.
Thank you. Okay, let me try one.
How do you like it?
Wow, it's delicious. I'm glad that you are one of my students. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you very much.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
What's that photo, Helen?
It's a photo of me at my grandparents' house last winter.
What a wonderful place. I love the huge mountain covered with snow behind the house.
Yeah, my mom also likes it. She enjoys photographing it whenever she visits.
I also like the tree on the left. It makes the scene more beautiful.
I used to climb that tree when I was a young kid. What do you think of my grandparents' house?
I like it. I want to live in a house with a chimney someday, too. And in front of the house, I see you're making a snowman.
Yes, it's the first snowman I ever made by myself. My mom took the picture when I was putting a carrot on it for the nose.
It's so adorable, and your dog Sandy looks really happy running around in the snow.
Right. She loves snow.
It seems like you had a wonderful winter.
Yeah, I can't wait to go there again this winter.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Helen, you have a puzzled look on your face. Is there something wrong?
It's because of my new business. I'm thinking about relocating my hair salon somewhere else.
Have you decided on the location?
No, I haven't. I have no idea how to select the right location.
Most of all, doing some market research is essential to discovering important information.
What can I learn with market research?
You can find out how many hair salons are already there and what the characteristics and spending habits of the residents in the area are.
Okay. Knowing those things will help me make a better decision, but I don't even know how to do market research.
Right. It's difficult for an individual to do it alone. You can contact a market research agency, and they will conduct the research for you.
Is there an agency you can recommend?
Let's see. Oh, I have business cards from two agencies. Do you want their numbers?
Okay, I will save their numbers in my phone. Front desk, how may I help you?
Hello, this is room number 728. I want to ask about the checkout time.
Checkout time is 12 p.m., sir.
Yes, I thought so. I wonder if I can extend the checkout time.
What time do you want to check out?
I'd like to check out at 3 p.m.
May I ask the reason you need the extension?
My flight was supposed to leave at 1 p.m., but it is delayed because of weather conditions.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Can you tell me the name of your airline?
It's Smile Airlines.
I have some good news. Our hotel has a partnership with Smile Airlines. We don't charge an additional fee for late checkout because of flight delays.
Great. Thank you for the great service.
You're welcome.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Dalton Fitness Center.
Hello. I'd like to sign up to join the fitness center for me and my sons.
Okay. The monthly membership fee is $30 for an adult and $20 for a child under 15.
My twin sons are 17, so they need to pay the adult fee. Is there any discount?
Anyone who buys a membership of longer than 3 months during this month can get a 10% discount on membership.
Then my two sons and I will sign up for 5 months.
A 5-month membership for 3 adults. Is that right?
Yes, and are these sports bags on display here for sale?
Of course. They are $20 each. Do you want to buy one?
Yes, they look really useful and have many pockets on them.
How many bags do you need? 3?
I'll take just 2 bags because I already have one.
These bags are really popular among high school students nowadays. I'm sure your sons will love them.
I hope so. Here is my credit card. I'll also pay for my son's membership.
10번. 대화를 듣고 아인슈타인 스페이스 캠프에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Honey, come here and take a look at this advertisement in the newspaper.
What is it about, Laura?
It's about Einstein Space Camp.
Space Camp? That sounds interesting. What will participants do during the camp?
They say participants can participate in hands-on science activities during the 3-day camp starting from August 1st.
That sounds like a great opportunity for our son. We should sign him up for it.
Let's see. There is a minimum age limit of 15, but it doesn't matter. Steve just turned 16.
Great. How can we register? Should we visit the center?
Registration is only available online. Can you do that for me? I'm not used to using the internet.
Okay, I'll do it. When is the deadline for registration?
It's this Friday, July 24th.
Then we need to hurry. Let's ask if he wants to go.
Okay, I'll ask him when he gets home.
11번. 락 스포츠 센터에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, members of the Rock Sports Center. I am Jack Smith, the manager of the center. After 3 months of renovation, our center has been completely transformed. Today, I'm really happy to announce that our center will finally reopen next Saturday. We try to truly listen to your voices and understand your needs. So let's talk about how our center has changed. As the number of members increases, many of you complained about the shortage of shower facilities. So the shower facilities have been expanded dramatically. Now you don't have to wait anymore to take a shower after exercising. Also, the number of volleyball and basketball courts has increased. And there is also good news for members driving to our center. A new parking lot has been built near the swimming pool. As the manager of the center, I hope every member enjoys our newly renovated sports center. Thank you.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 중고 태블릿을 고르시오.
What are you looking at, Jim?
It's a flyer for some second-hand tablets. I'm thinking of buying one of those. Can you help me?
Sure. I think this one is too expensive. $400 for a second-hand tablet is unreasonable.
Yeah, if my budget would allow it, I would rather buy a new one.
Right. Also, in my opinion, since a tablet is a portable device, it should be light.
I agree. More than 500 grams is hard for me to carry.
How about the screen size? It depends on the purpose of why you want to buy it.
My job is usually making presentation slides for clients, so I want to have at least 12 inches of screen.
That eliminates this model, and there are two remaining models we can choose from.
What do you think? Should I choose the one with the longer warranty left?
3 and 4 months make no difference. They are almost the same.
Okay, then I'll get the cheaper one.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Joey, what are you doing?
Hi, Rachel. I'm translating letters to be sent to children in Africa.
Ah, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, people write letters in Korean, and I'm translating them into English. It's hard, but very rewarding.
I'm sure it is. I've never seen anyone so devoted to volunteer work as you.
Thank you for the compliment, but I'm just used to doing it thanks to my parents. They do a lot of volunteer work.
They're so admirable. Actually, I've also started doing volunteer work recently.
Oh, what do you do?
I draw caricatures of seniors at the nursing home every Saturday. Oh, you're good at drawing. Why don't you join me this weekend?
I'd love to, but this Saturday I'm supposed to volunteer at the library. I'm reading books to children.
(14번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Andrew, what are you eating?
I'm eating mangoes and apples. Would you like some?
No, thanks. Actually, I was going to ask if you wanted to have lunch with me. Are you eating the fruit for lunch?
No, I'm going to have lunch after eating this fruit.
What do you mean? Fruit is usually eaten as dessert.
Eating fruit before a meal is healthier than eating it for dessert.
Really? Could you tell me why you think so?
Fruit contains a lot of fiber, so if you eat it before a meal, you feel fuller and won't eat as much. It's a good way to lose weight.
Oh, that is interesting. Fresh fruits are good for our health, right?
Sure. Eating fruit before a meal also increases your appetite for fresh vegetables and decreases your desire for salty foods.
Ah, I see. Maybe I should try it myself.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 미스터 밀러가 킴에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kim is a leader of her high school science club. Recently, her club won the first prize at the local science contest. The winner of the local contest is given an opportunity to participate in the National Youth Science Camp. So her club is going to take part in the camp this weekend. However, she has a paper due next Monday. She believes that she doesn't have enough time to complete the paper if she also goes to the camp. As a leader in the club, she doesn't want to let down her club members. So she goes to her English teacher, Mr. Miller. Mr. Miller asks why Kim has come to talk. Kim wants to ask if he can put off the submission deadline for the paper. In this situation, what would Kim most likely say to Mr. Miller?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, students. Last class, we briefly learned about how 3D printers work to make products. Today, we'll talk about a variety of materials used for 3D printing. The materials used for 3D printing are as diverse as the products that result from the process. Out of all the raw materials for 3D printing in use today, plastic is the most common. With its firmness, flexibility, smoothness, the appeal of plastic is easy to understand. The second most popular material in the industry of 3D printing is metal. Metal can produce a stronger and more diverse array of everyday items. Next, graphene has become a popular choice for 3D printing because of its strength and conductivity. The material is ideal for device parts that need to be flexible, such as touchscreens. Also, paper is used in 3D printing. Designs can be printed on paper with 3D technology to achieve a far more realistic prototype than a flat illustration. Next class, we will talk about what effects this technology might have on the environment.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. Last class, we briefly learned about how 3D printers work to make products. Today we'll talk about a variety of materials used for 3D printing. The materials used for 3D printing are as diverse as the products that result from the process. Out of all the raw materials for 3D printing in use today, plastic is the most common. With its firmness, flexibility, smoothness, the appeal of plastic is easy to understand. The second most popular material in the industry of 3D printing is metal. Metal can produce a stronger and more diverse array of everyday items. Next, graphene has become a popular choice for 3D printing because of its strength and conductivity. The material is ideal for device parts that need to be flexible, such as touchscreens. Also, paper is used in 3D printing. Designs can be printed on paper with 3D technology to achieve a far more realistic prototype than a flat illustration. Next class, we will talk about what effects this technology might have on the environment.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 재료가 아닌 것은? (이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다.) 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시길 바랍니다.